USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is back in the nation's capital for the first time since leaving office.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and it's wonderful to see so many friends and very, very familiar faces. It's a great honor to be with you.
He's speaking at the America First Policy Institute Summit. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence addressed another group in Washington, D.C. earlier on Tuesday, addressing his relationship with Trump.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $830 million. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The members of the NATO alliance still have to vote on whether to admit Sweden and Finland to the alliance. The two companies chose to apply for membership after Russia invaded Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, calls on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to set up a vote to approve the two countries' membership.
The most important thing to do before we leave is admitting Sweden and Finland to NATO. That's time-sensitive. It must actually happen.
The CEO of Raising Cane's restaurant bought 50,000 lottery tickets for employees. He says they will split the money if someone wins. Appearing on Fox News, COO A.J. Kumaran says they want to help workers out who are struggling with inflation.
We've been around for 25 years now. We've always believed in staying together as a family, taking care of each other, everything, right?
This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. Texas Congressman Jake Elzey tells Fox and Friends First he's no fan of this idea.
People have drowned in the river along Texas this year, and this is a real human catastrophe. So the incentive to bring people here when the reality is we don't want them here, there's no means by which we can handle this problem.
Both tipped and non-tip workers will soon be making $12 an hour minimum in Michigan after a court ruled that lawmakers unconstitutionally amended ballot proposals in 2018. Michigan restaurant owner Chris Weaver says she believes many businesses will close because of this.
I'm going to have to give it a lot of thought. I've not had time enough to give it any thought, really. And I've got to learn more about what exactly is going to happen, but it's not going to be good and it's not going to be easy.
Tuesday is the grand opening of the new Jackie Robinson Museum in New York City. The museum in Lower Manhattan will honor Robinson's life and his civil rights work. Robinson is known for breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball, and the museum is open to the public in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.